Hello and welcome to Making Community, the podcast show of the Urban Transfer Network Community Lab. I'm Simone D'Antonio, and I'll guide you through the solutions developed by the cities which replicated the experience of the Lisbon Local Development Strategy for areas of priority intervention that provides a wide range of integrated tools to tackle urban poverty and empower local communities. Coming up on this episode, an interview to Magdalena Gnipczykowska and Hanna Szadowska, experts in the Municipality Social Participation Office and coordinators of Community Lab in Lublin, who will tell us more about the transfer network experience and the main results achieved by Lublin. Welcome, Magdalena and Anna. You represent Lublin in the Transfer Network Community Lab, but the city is not a newcomer in Urbat since it was partner of other networks as a Second Chance, Creative Spirits, and User. Why taking part to Urbat is so important for your city?
Hi, this is Anna speaking. Yes, we love the Urbat experience and the previous opportunities, and this one only prove how amazing this program is in terms of learning, exchanging experience, and facilitating absolutely amazing contacts between various cities and experts. So as in Lublin, we are always ready to learn and grow and develop new ideas. Well, Urbact is just designed for us.
Lublin is the largest city in the eastern Poland with around 350,000 inhabitants, so it is apparently the perfect testing ground for replicating the good practice of Lisbon. Magdalena, I'm going to ask you, why did you decide to start this transfer journey, and what are the main aspects of the BIPZIP good practice you thought at the beginning were more interesting for being replicated in your city?
Well, it was just a unique opportunity to work with such a partner as Lisbon and just take part in this project, Community Lab, to learn from the tools that they create in Lisbon and try to transfer them for our Lublin field. Well, the journey was amazing and we learned a lot. We met great people around the Europe and work with amazing stakeholders here in Lublin, which allow us to create a new quality of working as a municipality workers here. So it was really nice.
The model of contrast to poverty tested by Lisbon can be seen as integrated because it involved many different city departments to be implemented. And also in Lublin, you involved colleagues from different departments of the municipality: IT, strategy and entrepreneurship, revitalization, social participation office, projects. What did they think about the Lisbon strategy and how this strategy was useful to improve the way different departments were working together in contrasting social and economic exclusion?
Well, it was very much important for us to work with different departments but have the same goals. So they have a knowledge that we can combine and create together the solutions for the problems or issues that we have here in the city. So I think it was very refreshing for us, and we could collect different kinds of data, which allow us to develop and new ideas and new ways to transfer the ideas made in Lisbon.
You mentioned mapping as one of the main priorities connected to the action of Community Lab. How did you manage to map different stakeholders who could be involved in your actions, and how are you using data for tackling urban poverty in Lublin?
As you probably all know, data is always the most difficult issue when it comes to creating data-based informed solutions and policies. And so we had exactly the same problem here in Lublin. A lot of data exists, but they're not always related, or we're not always able to get it. So what we really loved about the idea of Community Lab was that it was going to give us the incentive to try and collect more data and to combine it and to be able to spread it among different stakeholders. So yeah, in our opinion, this is absolutely crucial. I'm not saying that we had 100% success when it comes to that, because this is just, you know, extremely complex issue, but yeah, we are very grateful for the opportunity.
And among the many stakeholders you involved in the activities of Community Lab, I really appreciated the ones who created the sentimental maps. Can you tell me more about these tools and why the sentimental maps proved to be decisive to look at the neighborhoods from a different perspective? That is something we need a lot in our cities, especially after the pandemic emergency.
Well, this is like a specific tool for our city, which involves different kinds of stakeholders to meet, to talk about one place, one area, which are connected to, and they can say about their history, their own memories, their own sentimental way of thinking of the place, and we can learn from them how the place where we work, as we do on Zamoyska Street, how the history and how their life was it was just influenced on the day for now. Yes, so I think it's very interesting tool to use, not only in Lublin, but I think it's easily to transfer this method to other cities, and we hope that we can share it and somebody else can use it for their work in the neighborhoods.
Back to the Lisbon's good practice, how did you transfer the BIPZIP model to Lublin, and more specifically, what kind of impact created in different areas of the city?
We worked on a very specific area in Lublin. It was, it is a part of a city center that's always been just a little bit neglected. It's always been very unique and distinct with its own history and traditions, and with a very closed community that's difficult to engage into anything. And so the fact that we worked there for over 2 years, the fact that we have made strong relations with different stakeholders, that we have done the mapping, that we have started building the task force, that on its own has a huge impact on thinking about the city development and considering very small neighborhoods and their specific needs and desires in it. So that's one thing. Another thing, well, we do have to mention the fact that the pandemics have had an impact on the way the project was implemented. And some of the activities that we were really hoping to be able to do were impossible to do. So we will always wonder how the situation would be if the pandemic never came, because maybe we would be in a totally different place. But for sure, the project has been a great beginning for many future endeavors as well.
What are the main lessons you learned from the transfer journey?
The main lessons, I would say, are to just keep going and be persistent, to not give up even when it seems that it's quite difficult to get people around the same table and get them to create something together. This can be a challenge at the very beginning, but the key is to be consistent, and the key is to have some sort of a roadmap to go on this journey, and the outcomes may be amazing.
Yeah, the lesson that we learn, I think it's also very much important that working with people, this is like a basic that for every project that you have, and meeting with different kind of stakeholders, they can give you different kinds of input for your activities. This is the clue of Urbact projects, and for us it was crucial to meet different kinds of people from our network, and also here in Lublin that we could work with, we could learn from them, and create something really nice for our neighborhood.
And what do you advise to other cities willing to replicate the same experience of Lisbon in the urban context or way beyond it?
Well, I think the biggest understanding that we got along the way was to realize that the Lisbon toolbox is a framework, but not a specific tool. And everybody needs to fill it with their own contexts and their own ways of using the framework. So that was probably the most important discovery we made. And as long as you understand that, you will be able to really produce outstanding results that are cut for unique needs and contexts of your city.
Thank you so much, Magdalena and Anna, for joining me, and thank you all for listening, Making Community.
Thank you very much, Simone.
Thank you, Simone.